training today. We're about 8 days out, and just getting a sweat, start getting the weight down. All the hard work's pretty much done. Right now, we're just focusing on what we can control. Cheeto's very tough, super durable. He's got a good coach. He's beat some legends in the sport. He's very dangerous. So right now, instead of thinking about everything we've done, we're focused on this task, and that's knocking out Cheeto.
Okay, you shoot on him, Shug. Lock your hands behind his butt.
Training was good, everything's good, feel good, healthy, in good shape. Ready to sit for like 4 hours today. First part of the process, get the hair blonde. Tomorrow we do the fun colors. Sunday we fly to Miami. Good day to be Shug.
So I fought 7 months ago.
Feels like it's been a long time. Was healthy this camp, that was a huge difference.
Got a nice little workout, came here for 5 hours, sat in that chair, didn't do anything besides play Tetris and watch YouTube. This is normal, this is our 9th time doing it before I fly out, so it's just normal. I'm really excited about Miami. Excited for fight week, excited for the fight, so that's gonna be really cool. Look at my hair, man. Look, it's hard to be serious looking like Eminem.
Feeling great 1 week, and then we're here putting the work, having fun. A lot of guys here, Jason Jackson, Kamaru Usman. Yeah, we're ready, cannot wait. Be home, I don't need to go to the airport, travel, so we're just going to the hotel on Tuesday. Super excited to be fighting here, 299 in Miami, almost time. I've been on top of that mountain for a couple years, fighting the best guys in the world, champions, former champions. It's not gonna be different. Go out there, give my best, but looking forward to finish Jack Madalena.
This fight, it's a big one. You got the young guys coming in trying to break through, but you got the, you know, the guys that have been at the top for a while and still doing it well. So Gilbert looked prepared, he worked hard, you could tell. See him out there, he looked strong. I'm excited for that fight. You know, I think their styles are really gonna clash, and I think that's a sleeper fight on the whole card. So I'm excited for him, and I think he's gonna do great.
Ooh. It smells good in here. This is the best play you will ever eat a donut. I take any bet with anybody. Sadly, I'm not eating.
How are you? Take down Sean, brother.
I will, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, good luck. You're going to pass.
I will, man. Thank you. People support me around here, and it's pretty cool. I mean, just cheer me out and send me with good vibes to the fight. I mean, that's part of the wins. Go for them, too, because they're the one cheering you up, and they're the one that really making you relevant in the sport, so I appreciate that.
Do the kids know what's fighting me?
They do a great job as a family in supporting me, and they get it, I'm cutting way, they get it, it's the end of camp, and, you know, sometimes I'm like, hey guys, I need to rest, they do let me rest. Not everybody has to sacrifice the same as me, right? It's Friday, it's the end of the week, why not bringing them to get some donuts and have fun, right? And I know they enjoy it, and then I know that they will appreciate this in the long run.
It's my second time to Miami. Very happy to be here in Florida. My camp went very well. Now we are going to recover as much as possible. Weight cut, and let's make a war. Yeah, it's a huge fight. I'm not seeing anything past Poirier. I'm very concentrated on him. I'm here to knock him out or submit him. Very tough fight between two top of the food chain fighters, so it's gonna be a violent fight.
This is your official preview for UFC 299. Now it's time for the People's Men. Not doing that. All this type of stuff on the show. You know how we're rolling today. Michael Benham-Page is in the house. How are you, mate? You good?
I'm great, man. That was a great intro. I love that.
In terms of your storied career, now finally making your UFC debut, where does this rank for you in terms of milestones in your career?
You know what? I have to say it's a big milestone simply because when I first even made that thought of getting into MMA, the goal was the UFC. It was always in the back of my mind that, yeah, the UFC, like I still want to make it happen at some point. And yeah, we're here now. And I'm so definitely a big box being ticked off. And I literally can't wait to show the world at UFC level my talent.
It's brilliant to have you. We've been waiting for a long time. We've now got it.
Thank you guys for having me, man. Always good to see you guys. Always good to see you guys. Take care.
Solid camp. I think one of Dustin's best. Great shape. Completely healthy. And it's time to set him free, man. He's ready to go. He says he's feeling the best he's felt in a long time. And I'm confident in Saturday night. It's going to be another crazy one. Guaranteed another wild, crazy, you know, maniac type fight. You know, Dustin doesn't have a boring bone in his body. He comes up 25 hard minutes. He doesn't stop, you know, and Benoit Saint-Denis is the same type of fighter, so I don't anticipate it going the distance. I anticipate it to be another fight of the year type fight, guaranteed. You know, it's going to be nerve-wracking as a coach, but a gem for the fans.
So, you know, Dustin is just a product of his environment. He's training with high-level guys day in, day out. He used to live here a couple years ago, then decided to move back home. But he's always here, even when he doesn't have a fight coming up. So we're excited, man. You know, I know he's a tough, he's fighting a tough guy. You know, he has a lot of hype behind him, but that's what we like. You know, we like those guys that's going to put us in a good situation after we beat him. Like, he's ready for war, man. And he's going to be ready to put on the show as he always does.
We're here, Mark Russell. This guy is the best boutique if you want to get sued here in South Florida. Wow, these are nice.
Let's go look at the
wow.
Mirror. Let's go all the way up.
Wow, I like that.
Very cool.
And we just came here to try my suit for the fight. It looks fire, and I cannot wait. So March 9, I'm going to be sharp inside and outside of the cage.
He just can use it now. Yeah. In his cool way. Weeks after fight, forget me.
Correct. No.
Good luck in your fight. Yeah, you're gonna, yeah, not that you're going to need it.
Mate, can we get a fight?
That, yeah, of course.
Not that you're going to need it.
Do you mind taking a fight?
Yeah. I'll put it on the vlog.
Oh, wow.
Okay, boys, 3, 2, 1.
Good?
Thank you.
Good,
it's
nice to meet you, sir.
Take care,
hey,
man.
Colin, good luck with your fight.
Yeah? See you.
Yeah.
Feel good. Feel great, actually. The stresses of before is behind me now. All guns blazing, all focus is on what's to come. And when I'm doing my shadow boxing, I'm just feeling clued up. I'm visualizing, I'm seeing my opponent, I'm seeing his punches, I'm seeing his kicks. Like, I'm tapping into what I'm about to do, manifesting what I'm about to do. I always tell people the same thing: tune in, don't blink, mate. Be tapped in. You should be watching it like a chess match, just literally leaning forward and thinking, like, studying all the what I'm doing, because it's everything that I do, down to the movement, down to the flow, down to the rhythm, down to the strikes that I land. It's just all magical, man. It feels like I'm overhyping myself, but I know how I deliver every single time. You are gonna enjoy everything that happens from the start when I walk out to the finish when I leave, and you're gonna want me to come back. So tune in. 299 Miami, let's go.
No more.